This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's capital has been rocked by what authorities say was a terror attack. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The city center in Vienna, Austria, was the scene of an attack Monday night that left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker. The attack shortly after 8 p.m. came as Viennese were out before a coronavirus lockdown was to take effect. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister witnessed the horror.
People were sitting outside and he was shooting at the people.
Police said there were several gunmen and shootings took place at six different locations. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continue their attacks on one another and explain to crowds on Monday why each one is more qualified than the other to lead the country. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children to hate America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values, right? Pro-American values.
And at a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says if he's elected, he will take the steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing, a plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Tens of millions of Americans have already voted early, but Tuesday is officially election day, where reporting of the vote tallying process becomes the height of both campaigns. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that a recent spike in COVID-19 cases in some countries in Europe and North America presented leaders with a critical moment for action. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump's suggestion that he may fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, after Tuesday's election is not going over well with many health experts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump responded to this fire Fauci chant at a campaign rally in Florida Sunday night.
But let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the colder months arrive and people gather indoors more. That assessment resonates with many health experts, including Dr. Matt Hines of the Tucson Medical Center, who says the notion of firing Fauci
it perfectly encapsulates everything that's really just been wrong with this administration's approach.
Dr. John Swartzberg at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health adds,
for us to control this pandemic, we need a trusted voice out of the federal government.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on Kabul University that killed 22 people, including students. In a message posted on Telegram, the group claimed to have killed and injured 80 Afghan judges, investigators, and security personnel who gathered on completion of a training program. The death toll released by Afghan officials is much lower at 22 and does not mention the killing of judges or prosecutors. Officials said multiple students had, in fact, been killed. Nicaragua on Monday scrambled to evacuate citizens from their Atlantic coast as Hurricane Eta barreled closer, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center warned of flash floods and catastrophic winds in Central America. The storm is a devastating Category 4 hurricane on the five-step scale and was expected to slam in the northeast coast of Nicaragua on Monday and Tuesday. Describing it as a major hurricane, the NHC said Eta's rains may cause life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic winds, flash flooding, and landslides in parts of Central America, Jamaica, southern Haiti, the Cayman Islands, El Salvador, and southern Mexico may also targets, possibly. And it was poised to be one of the most powerful hurricanes to hit Nicaragua in years. And it may test President Daniel Ortega, who presides over one of the poorest countries in the Americas. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.